This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, Benefits of Finding God.
God, we thank you so much for the word today and for the Spirit of God being in this place. We invite your presence in, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the revelator to the church, to minister in and through us today, Father. We thank you that as we open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive, that the word of God is coming forth today in Jesus' name to inspire, to encourage, to reprove, to correct, to give us sound doctrine. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. If you would, we're going to take a look at a message today entitled, The Three Benefits of Finding God. You've heard people say years ago, you know, I found the Lord. He said, what happened to you? I found God. Well, what happened to him? He found Jesus. What happened to him? Well, God wasn't really lost. We were lost. But when we finally hook up with him and come back home to God, we say we found God. And God has enticed us with that because there's benefits. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all thy benefits. There are benefits in serving God. There's benefits in seeking, searching, and finding the Lord. If you turn with me to Jeremiah 29:13, we'll read, as you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And you shall seek me and find me. God says, if you seek me, you can and will find me when you search with all of your heart. So we're looking here at seeking to find and then searching with the heart. I believe there's people who we used to term found Christ. We're born again. We found Jesus. But our heart is not in it, so we don't find the rest of God. We don't find the other things, the benefits of God. We could have raised our hand, come down the aisle of a church, given our life to Christ. We might have prayed with a college buddy and got born again. We might have prayed on television with a televangelist and got born again. But what about the heart? There's more of God to be found. There's benefits. God is not saying, give up everything you got and come follow me and you get nothing. That's not the deal. God said, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of the benefits. And we're going to talk about three benefits about being born again, three spiritual benefits. Turn with me to Isaiah 55, verse 7, and we'll read. In Isaiah 55, verse 7, we find that the first benefit to seeking and finding God is pardon. Pardon. Isaiah 55, 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, for he will be abundantly pardoned. Isaiah 55, 7 in the Message Bible reads, seek God while he may be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil abandon their way of thinking. Let them come back to God who is merciful. Come back to our God who is lavish with forgiveness. Now, what's available through God? Pardon. Now, I believe that when you go out on the streets, or if you were out of church one time, you're out in the world, and you come across a Christian, and the Christian begins to talk to you about Christ and to talk about Jesus. Maybe you're fornicating and they talk about the sin of having sex outside of marriage. Maybe you're in an adulterous affair and you have a sin outside of a marital affair. Maybe you're glutton and you're overeating or abusing your temple. Maybe you're a liar and you just tell little white lies. And that person begins to talk from the Word of God about those things. There's something you feel. There's a guilt that you feel. People will actually get violent and get upset. Who do you think you are? You think you're better than me? You just think you're righteous? You think better? Who are you? You do it too. Why are people so upset? You can tell people almost anything but the gospel. When you start giving the word, why? Because the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It divides asunder spirit and soul. A two-edged sword, it cuts you going in, it cuts you coming out, it cuts you backwards, it cuts you forward. And when you speak the word of God to somebody, it hurts them. Because they have within them the consciousness of sin. They're walking around, even though they're trying to hide it with smoking and drinking and carousing and TVs and movies and not going to slow down for a minute to consider the state of their heart. They keep their lives so busy and just frivolity and everything just moving around. Everything's going, because if I slow down, I have to face myself. If I slow down, I have to stop and think and face eternity. You might even have to say, I don't like myself. You might say, I don't like my situation. You might say, I'm not a good person. Why do you know that? Why do they have that conscience? Because a man or woman that's not born again is walking around with a sin consciousness because they need to be forgiven. They need to be pardoned. And if you seek God, you'll find him. And one of the benefits of finding God is pardon. I thought I was a pretty good person, but I knew I wasn't perfect. But when I came to the Lord and I gave my life to him, there was a certain peace that came on me because I rolled it all over in him. God says, I know you have problems, but I love you anyway. By my grace, I will receive you. If you just ask me to come into your heart and to save you, I will come in.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Is walking around with a sin consciousness because they need to be forgiven. They need to be pardoned. And if you seek God, you'll find him. And one of the benefits of finding God is pardon. I thought I was a pretty good person, but I knew I wasn't perfect. But when I came to the Lord and I gave my life to him, there was a certain peace that came on me because I rolled it all over in him. God says, I know you have problems, but I love you anyway. By my grace, I will receive you. If you just ask me to come into your heart and to save you, I will come in. And I did it. And just a peace came about me. Why? Because I didn't feel guilty anymore. I felt like it was all taken away. If you're born again, you know what it is when you're carrying sin around and you finally repent of it. And you give that to the Lord and you sense a lifting of that burden. You can't walk around out of fellowship with God and not sense that burden of guilt. And it's there and it's evident because people come talk to you and it bothers you. I don't want to hear no preacher telling me how to live. Why? You're messing it up by yourself. What you don't want to hear is you don't want to face the guilt. And the only way to get rid of the guilt is to come to God. The only way to get rid of the guilt is to seek God. God gave us a consciousness to guide us towards him. If everybody was happy sinning, they'd just be happy out there and it wouldn't matter what you preach. It wouldn't even bother you no more than looking at you saying any, meeny, miny, mo. But you can say anything to anybody but the gospel. When you start sharing the word, people want you to shut up. If they don't love God and they're not willing to change and they don't want to be right, they want you to shut up. Why? Just ignore me. Let me talk, but ignore me. Well, I don't think you should say that. I don't think you should say that. If you start preaching righteousness, folks start wanting you to shut up. Because the power of the word of God and the guilt that's already in them, hey, you know you need a pardon. Just receive the pardon. It's available. God told us real clearly. He said, look, he said, if you seek me and find me with that open heart, I will forgive you. I'll pardon you. I'll take it away. I mean, look what it said. Let the wicked forsake his way. Seek God while he's at hand, while he may be found. They say, why he may be found? Because you don't know if today is your last day. You may believe it's not. You may hope it's not. But there's somebody dead right now who died this morning, who thought they would have this evening. They thought they would have another moment, thought they would have another day. I'll give forgiveness again. I'll pardon then. No, they needed to have sought God before today, while he could be found. They needed to have made that decision. God, I know on the inside of me that God is right, and I know that you exist, and the things people said all my life, I know it's good, but Lord, I've just been putting it off and putting it to the side. The benefit is to pardon. You'll never be whole. There are people who spend their whole life avoiding God, chasing money, chasing everything else, just like Solomon did. Had everything in the world, women, wine, song, money, power, position, fame. He had everything there was, had a kingdom, had gold. He had everything you think a man could want. And he said, all of it still is nothing. Paul says, I count all that I have and all that I know is just a dung hill or a pile of refuge or a pile of whatever, manure. He said, I count it all as that because if I don't have peace with God, and what people are really seeking, all that they think, they'll spend a whole life seeking money to make it to see it doesn't make them happy. Spend a whole life seeking fame, become famous, doesn't make them happy. Spend a whole life seeking women and men, it doesn't make them happy. Because the thing that you're missing, I always say like this, there's a hole in everybody's heart that's God-sized. And until you put God in there, you'll never feel whole. I can be at peace because I'm at peace with God. I couldn't be at peace if I wasn't at peace with the Lord. If I was at war with God, all I'm going out there doing my own thing, I'm avoiding church, I flip the channel if a Christian radio station come on or Christian TV show comes on, I can't watch it more than 5 seconds. Why? Why do you want to get away from it so quick? People want to get away from it because they feel guilty. It's almost like you know you did a crime. Every time the police drive by, you duck and hide because you know you're guilty. That policeman may not be looking for you, but you walking around with a guilt conscience. You hear, ah! You know, if you hadn't done anything, you don't have any guilt. So if God has a Christian or somebody come by and preach a little word, you trying to get out the way as quick as you can. You get mad, you get violent with it, you fuss, get out of my, I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you what to do. Why is that? Because you have a guilt conscience. And God is drawing you. The goodness of God is drawing you into repentance, is drawing you into pardon. And when you seek God and find him, he has pardon available to you. God's forgiveness is available to any person who will abandon their sin and their ungodly thinking. Now, the pardon is available to whom? And the Message Bible says they have to abandon their way of life and their way of thinking. How you think, the Bible says, as a person thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. As you think, so are you. You have to abandon the way you're thinking. If we think we can skip church and not do anything for God and just live our life and go to heaven, we're thinking wrong. We got to abandon that thinking. If we think you can live any kind of way, well, I like her, she likes me, we almost married, let's just fornicate. Well, you know, I'm out a little on the side, I ain't hurting my wife, let's just do that. Oh, I don't need to take care of my body, it can have control, I'll feed it whatever it wants to do. I'll treat people any way I want to, they deserve it. If we think we can live how we want to, we have not abandoned our way. So let us not think we are pardoned. We have to come into righteousness. We have to be pushing against the spirit of the flesh in favor of the spirit of God to obey and receive the pardon. I mean, it's like if the judge, you remember that story where the man had this guy owed this rich guy a bunch of money. And it was a good amount of money. And he came to the guy and the guy said, look, you know, I'm in a good mood and all. I'll forgive you your debt. Go that way. You don't owe me anymore. Then that same man went to somebody who owed him a small amount of money. And he went to that person and he was like, give me my money. You give me my. And the guy's like, I want to pay you on Friday when I get paid. I can't pay right now, but I will pay you.
Today's message has been titled Benefits of Finding God.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited Liability Corporation.